Gerard Jones, 21, founder of the Gerard School of Football. Third-year student Gerard Jones is taking a rare day off work to show me his footballing empire. Standing in the penalty box of a pitch at Hull University, we stop to paw its 3G surface. Rubbery and crumbly, it resembles tarred grass, but is genius, I'm assured. It's also the proposed surface for his new £3.5 million training ground. Meet Gerard Jones, founder of the Gerard School of Football, and, at 21, Arsenal's youngest director of football in the club's soccer school's history. Despite a decent stint as a youth professional for Halifax Town and a trial at Chelsea, Jones's fledgling career was terminated, quite suddenly, at 19. I had my contract ripped up in my face. Actually ripped. I didn't have a pot to piss in. Still reeling from shock, he applied to study sports coaching at Hull, and by spring the following year had set up a local coaching school. In its first year, the Gerard School of Football taught more than 4,000 pupils and transformed Jones into a local hero. A vast poster of him, decked out in his unique Guantanamo orange-coloured GSF kit, hangs in the city's main shopping centre. A year later, he was spotted by Arsenal's soccer schools and assigned to run their Humberside and East Yorkshire branch, and given a role as scout for the club's youth team. Jones loves what he does, refuses to disclose what he earns, enough, and keeps mum about his dealings with Arsene Wenger, a quiet man. Such modesty is unusual in football, but given Jones's wobbly trajectory, it is unsurprising. "I always knew I'd make a better coach than player," he confesses over a canteen fry-up by the science block, and it's his very failings that form the meat of his method. Basically, he says, he lacked attitude. If I had 3,000 people screaming for my blood, I'd crumble. Why? Because I wasn't taught how to deal with the mental stuff. Jones's coaching method very much deals with the mental stuff. Still, Jones misses playing football, and should a club call, admits that he'd sign in a heartbeat. "But I'd miss this," he says, picking at a box of chips, the junk food, the self-employment. "Man United wanted me as a coach, but I wanted to do something off my own whack, so I said no." His school also serves as rehab for fallen footballers. One coach was released from Hull City and worked at a call centre before Jones employed him. Another worked the tills at Tesco before coaching part-time. He employs 10 staff in total, including his parents. Further expansion is on hold until Jones graduates, though. He grimaces, "My degree's so boring. I don't think it's worth doing one unless you are entering into law or something. And I want to be England manager." Ambitious? Maybe. But given that, post-World Cup, Jones, then 20, was given odds of 1,000 to 1 to replace Fabio Capello. Not unrealistic. That's worth a tenner, surely.